This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amazon Prime used to be just a way to get two-day shipping for a flat annual fee, $79 when it started, if memory serves. 8 years later, and now $100 a year, Amazon Prime also gets you access to streaming videos and, starting today, music. It's not an especially large or current song playlist. It is, however, yet another way Amazon is trying to work its way into our lives. Dan Bobkoff has that for us.
One day, a long time ago, Amazon was just an online store that sold physical things like books and CDs. Today,
the company has reached out and become a true platform. They have both the hardware and the software offerings.
Colin Gillis is director of research at BGC Financial. Amazon builds its own Kindles, has its own smartphone coming out next week. It may even become a delivery company, cutting out UPS and the post office. Oh, and its servers host many of its competitors, including Netflix.
Who would have thought that Amazon's running some major 30-40% of the internet and now running data storage for the United States government?
Dave Selinger is a former Amazon staffer and now CEO of Rich Relevance. Amazon servers will host a revamped healthcare.gov. He says Amazon, at its core, is whatever its founder Jeff Bezos wants it to be.
If he believes he can do something better, faster, or cheaper, you can expect that he will, at the very least, think long and hard about whether he's going to do that.
That's why you hear rumors of Amazon taking on Angie's List and Yelp. Brad Stone wrote the book about Amazon called The Everything Store.
I view it as a company that's simply unwilling to cede any ground on the internet.
Stone says it's amazing how much Amazon is willing to lose on experiments like selling groceries just to ensure it's the first place we shop.
While they think they can do it all better.
Even if early reviews say Amazon Music is just okay. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.